I want you to know that if you are actually getting pushback from other people, that means you're actually doing something that's in alignment with your soul, because you're no longer looking for approval from other people to quote unquote fit in. This is you doing something that is so uniquely you. That's actually a huge catalyst for you to keep going. I also want to share with you too, something that really empowered me as well was this idea of like, I realized that when people were telling me that I couldn't do it, I was actually experiencing their limitations and not mine.
Welcome to the High Value Skills Podcast. I am your host, Simon Parsons, and this is the show dedicated to helping millennials move away from a career that you hate and build an online business that you love, one that gives you the freedom and the income that you deserve. Now, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Let's dive in.
Beautiful souls and digital entrepreneurs, I am so grateful to join you today to share with you a little bit about my journey in entrepreneurship and what got me to the place that I'm at now. So my name is Christina Deering. I am a shaman and an empowerment coach. And I want to share with you about my journey because I feel like entrepreneurship can feel really lonely or like people don't get it. So I'm so grateful that Simon created this podcast for you to start to lean in and plug into other people's energy around entrepreneurship so that you can start to create your own journey and really kind of power up when other people aren't getting it and what you're creating. So I'm going to share with you a little bit about my journey. So I actually was in marketing for 15 years. And I remember like right out of college thinking like, this can't be it, right? Like, why am I so depressed? Why does this feel so heavy? Why do I feel so frustrated? Why do I feel like I'm on the verge of an anxiety attack all of the time at my job? Because it felt like everything was due yesterday. It was just a very high stress environment. And I kept thinking, you know, let me keep rising to the top. Let me see what's next. Let me make more money. As soon as I become a director, then, you know, it won't feel so heavy. So I kept getting these incredible promotions and more money. And honestly, I felt more and more empty. And I remember just really feeling like there had to be something more. Like, this cannot be it. I remember having that exact thought, like, this cannot be it, right? And so I ended up on this exploration of kind of like, who am I and what do I want to do? And I started out on this journey of building on the side my passion project, which was life coaching. And so I started to build that out on the side. And then I started having so much fun doing that. But then at some point, I had a baby and I was like, uh-oh, I'm working 60 hours at my corporate job. And I also have this job over here that I absolutely love. But now I have a baby and like, when am I supposed to sleep or eat or, you know, like, whoa, something's got to give and it cannot be my baby. And I don't want it to be my other baby, which is my passion project and my coaching business, right? And so I had to come up with a plan to get me to the other side, to be able to go into my entrepreneurial journey with both feet in, right? And so I think one of the biggest obstacles that I had to overcome was essentially when people didn't get it. Like, I at some point became a shaman and I am a Reiki master and started kind of really following the things that lit me up. And a lot of people around me just didn't get it. And what I know now is that because people didn't get it, that was actually a clue from my soul that told me that this was so uniquely me and to keep going. Because I kept trying to fit in to other people's career paths and journeys. And then when I started doing something that was so uniquely me, a lot of people got uncomfortable. But what I realize now, hindsight 2020, is like, ooh, that's a really big clue that this is for me, because I'm not being a chameleon. I'm not fitting into other people's career paths, and I'm not doing the things that people are expecting me to do. I'm now doing the things that feel so soul aligned to me. Like, this is my cue and my clue to keep going after it, right? So I want you to know that just because people around you don't get it, that's actually a really powerful catalyst for you to realize like, ooh, that means I'm meant to do it. that means this is so uniquely me that I'm not meant to be a cookie cutter version of other people. Because I think a lot of times we start out on that path, like go to school, then go to college, then get the degree, then do this job, then rise, you know, keep going up the corporate ladder. And we find ourselves really sad. We find ourselves really lonely, and we find ourselves depressed because we're out of alignment with who we actually are and what it is that we desire most. So I want you to know that if you are actually getting pushback from other people, that means you're actually doing something that's in alignment with your soul, because you're no longer looking for approval from other people to quote unquote fit in. This is you doing something that is so uniquely you. That's actually a huge catalyst for you to keep going. I also want to share with you too, something that really empowered me as well was this idea of like, I realized that when people were telling me that I couldn't do it, I was actually experiencing their limitations and not mine. And so I had to start to really realize that I had to push past my own limitations and push past other people's limitations as well. So I couldn't take those on and create them and make them my own. And that was why I started plugging into coaches and mentors and taking classes on stuff that interests me, because I wanted to surround myself with people that got it and people that I could plug into, that their energy felt aligned with what I was creating. Like when I got into a mastermind, I'm in a mastermind right now that has 280 people. Suddenly my dreams don't feel so crazy. Suddenly my dreams don't feel so out there or so impossible or so crazy, right? Like I suddenly realize I'm surrounded by a bunch of people that are up to big things, that suddenly it feels possible. And now I'm networking, and now I'm on other people's podcasts, and now I'm doing this and that and helping them with their dreams and doing this. And so when you create a community of people that really support you in your dreams, because they're going after their own dreams, that is unstoppable energy. That is truly what synergy is, right? Like we've heard about this when we were growing up, like synergy, right? Like that is the most potent amount of synergy, right? Is when we step into masterminds or mentorship programs or things like that, where we're plugging into other people's energy, and it really does allow us to go so much further faster. That is something that really supported me, was hiring a coach, stepping into that place that felt uncomfortable, right? Like I kept getting, there was this mastermind that I wanted to join, and I was like, ooh, what if I'm like the person who's making the least amount of money in there? What if like I'm like the one, like the small fish in the sea? And then I kept receiving this message, it's time to play with the big dogs. Like if you play small, you're going to get small results. It's time for you to play with the big dogs. Like, let's go. And it actually had me rise to the occasion. It lit the fire under my butt that I needed to show up for myself in a different way. By spending that kind of money, I was like, whoop, I got to like do something now. I got to show up. I got to make that back. I got to like really allow myself to see what I'm capable of. So it was like me saying to the universe and to myself, I trust you. I trust you. You can do this. Like you can do this. And so for me, I had to actually somatically move the energy, and somatic means you're moving it through your body, the fear of investing in myself. Like this was a really big investment, this mastermind that I stepped into. And so what I actually did was I let my body tell the story of the fear. Like body, if you could tell the story of the fear that you're experiencing around investing in yourself, how would you tell this story? And I just let my body like freely move. And I looked like one of those like car dealership balloons that was just like moving my energy. And what's really powerful and potent about that is after I moved all the fear that kept clouding my vision, kept telling me I couldn't do it, kept telling me to play small, kept telling me to stay in the box, I realized, holy crap, I can trust myself. Like I can trust myself. This is me taking a leap of faith that I can actually do with trust. The universe would not have put this in front of me if I wasn't meant to actually step in with both feet in trusting myself and the universe that things were going to align in the way that they were meant to. And so it took taking big, big steps like that, but also bringing safety into my body to do it. So that's just one example of the way that I moved my energy to be able to get to the core of what was actually underneath that, which was like, I just needed to trust myself. Right? Like, how can I actually deeply trust myself? So I think something really potent and powerful that helped me too on this entrepreneurial journey is we're going to be tested as we're creating new things and we're expanding our plate and what we're capable of doing, holding, experiencing more of. And so what that means is like when I got to the 11th hour of something, I was noticing something would happen and there was a part of me that wanted to give up. But I didn't. I would not do it. Like, I'm like, you know what? Like, it's frustrating the hell out of me, but like, there's got to be a reason for this. Like, I remember like right before I launched a group coaching program, the portal that I created that had all the recordings in it just disappeared. And I remember being like, that's a problem. This is going to take a while for this to come back. Like, I just remember being so angry. And then I was like, wait, this is telling me that something really big is about to happen. Like something really big and potent is on the other side of me breaking through and having more resilience around this. This is not going to be the thing that stops me. This absolutely is not going to be the thing that stops me. In fact, this is the thing that's helping me grow to be able to have a higher capacity to hold more, right? Like this was me creating and practicing resiliency so that when more people were coming in, more money was coming in, more experiences, more fun, all of this was more, I had to have the resiliency to hold more, to let more move through me, right? And so like that was a really potent lesson that I learned and that I still learn every time I'm growing, because we're going to continue to grow and continue to evolve, is knowing that there's typically a test at that last hour, the 11th hour. And I now look at that as, ooh, something juicy and exciting is about to freaking happen. And that changes the whole energy. That allows me to find a creative solution so much faster than just sitting in my shit, right? Just sitting in the crap and being like, ah, this is my life now. I suck. Like the victim story. No, I'm like, something really juicy is about to happen. This is a sign from the universe. This is my catalyst. This is me growing and expanding and evolving. I'm choosing into this. Okay, I've got the energy now. How can I solve this? This is not stopping me on my journey now. Let's go. Right? Like that has been one of the biggest catalysts for my business to keep growing, is to say like, this is making me grow. This is having me expand. I would say having a business, being an entrepreneur, and having a child has been the two biggest soul expanders of all time, because they both take me to my edges of myself. They both have me realize where I am in this self-imposed box and I'm hitting the wall, not because I'm being asked to stop, but I'm being asked to see the wall that I've created for myself, right? Like let that, like really let that land. When I'm hitting a wall, that is me realizing where my self-imposed boundaries are. And I'm actually being asked to break through that wall versus have that be the thing that has me stop and not go any further. I'm actually reaching my limits in a really powerful, beautiful way of knowing, ooh, there's something on the other side of this. I'm reaching an edge of myself that I now get to break through. I find playing on the edges to now be so empowering, because I'm like, okay, this is a big breakthrough that's coming through. I'm ready for it. Like, let's go. But for me, having a healer on retainer, right? Like I see my healer multiple times a month, my coaches multiple times a month, so that I can break through those things where I have the fear, right? I have the fear of being like, uh-oh, I'm reaching an edge of myself. And then I can plug into someone else's energy who's already done the thing that I desire to do, or who can help me move the fear, right? Like that's what a healer does. That's what I do for my clients now, is like, let's move the fear. Let's understand it. Let's shift the energy so that you can break through in a way that feels really safe. Right. And so that has been one of the greatest learning lessons for me too, is like when I hit the wall, yes, I can sit there and rest for a minute, but this means I'm meant to break through it. I'm not meant to just live here and say, oh, that's my boundary. That's where life goes. That's as far, that's as happy as I can be. Right. No, you're reaching an edge of yourself that's like ready to go. It's really exciting when you reach those edges. So I just started shifting these big moments where I could let it completely take over and become a victim to it. But I started shifting because I saw what was on the other side, which is massive breakthrough, more money, more clients, more fulfillment. When I let myself come up with creative solutions to build more resiliency within me, to let my business grow and expand the way that I desire to grow and expand. right? Like your business is a direct reflection of how deeply you're willing to grow and expand. Your business will grow and expand as you let yourself grow and expand. So if you keep playing small, you're going to get small results. When you start playing big or playing with the big dogs, you're going to get bigger results. But that requires you to grow. It required me to grow in really powerful, freeing ways. Like, yes, during it, it feels like, oh my gosh, like what is happening? I feel vulnerable. I feel confused. I feel angry. I feel sad. All that's happening, that chaos that's happening, is things are breaking down for you to rebuild it in a way that you allow something really beautifully bigger to move through you now, right? The energetics of a bigger business, the energetics of more money, right? Like you're expanding your plate to be able to hold more. And it feels like chaos during it. It feels like, wait a minute, I'm not used to this. This doesn't feel normal. But what you're doing is you're expanding to be able to hold more and then expanding again to be able to hold more and again in a really beautiful way that suddenly you realize you're living your dream life that a version of you a year ago would have killed to get to. So having that deep gratitude for the place that I'm in now, having one foot in gratitude and one foot in desire, is the recipe for creating more of what you desire, right? Like when we so deeply appreciate the thing that we have in front of us, this is how it was for me with my business, with parenting, with my relationship. When I so deeply stepped into gratitude for what I was creating, I had so much more energy to create more of that or more of what I wanted. Like when we can actually have like this deep reverence for what we've created in this moment, the life force energy that you create from that is unfreaking stoppable. So that is what I'm channeling for you today. I really hope that you grab something from this today that's really going to support you on your journey. It can feel so lonely on this road. And so I really invite you to step into spaces where other entrepreneurs are, like this podcast, right? Or like masterminds or working with healers or coaches that are gonna be guides to get to the other side. So I'm so grateful that you dropped into this space with me today. I cannot wait to connect with you and to see where your journey is going to take you and to cheer you on. So if you want to connect with me, my Instagram handle is I am Christina Deering. I would absolutely love to support you in any and all ways to cheer you on and for you to know that you are not alone in this journey. You are meant to be here, especially if other people don't get it. That means it is so uniquely meant for you and no one else. So keep going, keep pushing your limits and allow yourself to be guided in the most beautiful way. That is how you quantum leap and get to that version of you that you've been seeing in your mind's eye, that you desire to get to that much faster. Allow yourself to be supported and allow yourself to see what you're capable of by continuing on past every lesson that you receive in this experience. I cannot wait to see what you cause and create, and I will talk to you soon.